Since you were interested in the automobile, it's strange to me that you didn't take to aviation when it first came to the territory.
I was very much interested in becoming a flyer at one time, but my first ride with a flyer rather cured me of the desire. He did too much stunting for my satisfaction, and he rather cured me of wanting to be a flyer. However, later on, I rode with another flyer who rather, more or less, weaned me back into the friendly feeling toward airplanes.
I know that you've had a variety of experience in the territory. You were in the tourist business in McKinley Park.
Yes, my partner and I and our associates operated the facilities in McKinley Park for 17 years, from 1926 to 1940, when we turned them back to the government as a losing proposition.
What were the facilities in the park then? There's a very beautiful hotel down there now and regular train service. It would be interesting to know what the facilities were then.
We had what was known as tent camps and horses to ride and stagecoaches shipped here from outside parks and later on cars and buses. And then finally the government built the hotel, and shortly after that we decided that no money could be made there by our operation, so we turned the franchise back to the government.
You also drove the first car over the Valdez Trail?
Yes, that's right. In 1913, I shipped the first Model T Ford touring car into Alaska, and in July of that year, drove it to Valdez from Fairbanks in 3.5 days, which was considered quite a record in those days, over what was called the Fairbanks-Valdez Mail Trail, and which was very bad in summer, so bad that many people would refuse to take a pack horse down through there in those days. And the people of Valdez were very much surprised to wake up one morning and find an automobile out in the main street that had just arrived there from the north, from Fairbanks.
Oh, your first trip was from Fairbanks to Valdez.
That's
rather
right.
Than from Valdez to Fairbanks.
That's right. And no automobile had ever made the trip either way up to that time.
What year was that?
1913, in July.
A long time ago. Well, Mr. Sheldon, I wish that time would permit for us to cover all of the details of your experiences in Alaska. They have been many and varied. It's been a pleasure to visit with you this afternoon.